Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 2, I taught that keeping His word is not only obeying His commandments, but it is also seeking His will and doing it. So let's start right there today. Here's somebody that takes off to the beach. It's Sunday. Now, with the way people dress at beaches today, don't go there any day. But they take off Sunday, they miss church, and they take some teenagers with them. Hence, those teenagers aren't in church. And they say, well, look, we've got liberty to do this. And you may have liberty to do that, as far as man is concerned. But don't apply that liberty, because God gives you the liberty to sin and reject Him or to do righteousness. Don't think of yourself as righteous. You do that saying, well, we've got liberty, because that is lasciviousness, and that is turning, as Jude 4 warned of the last days, the grace of God, which is always pure and holy, is turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. No rules, no standards, anything goes. Now, keeping His word is not only obeying His commandments, but it's also seeking His will and doing it as per Mark chapter 12 and verse 30. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Now, by the word first, he means the most important. First commandment was you not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and of evil. So when he says the first tree, he's not talking about that commandment or some other command. He's talking about the first commandment, the most important to God, is loving Him with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Now, if he says that's the most important to Him, wouldn't you say that the greatest sin is what God says is the most important, the greatest importance to Him? You break that commandment, you've broken what is the greatest to Him. Well, God says it's loving Him. Now, have you always loved the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and strength? I haven't, and I fail at that on a continuing basis. So to think that I deserve to go to heaven, that is stupid. I don't deserve heaven. I don't even deserve reward. So we want to learn how to love God with all of our heart. We want to learn how to love the Lord thy God with all our soul, our mind, and our strength. And the first step is getting into His word and meditating on it. And as we do, the love of God is perfected. That is, it is matured in us. The Christian then is directed by doctrine and the principles of God's word in their daily life. And when your mind is in His word, you're seeking to understand and know Him all the more. The flesh and temptation then becomes repulsive. Now, I've seen it in ones whose life had been scarred by alcohol, rock music, and things of that nature before salvation. Now, these are the kind of people that have the strongest stands against those things. And boy, I tell you what, they stand stronger because they see what it did to their lives. So we get in the word that may be perfected in us. Now, again, there are people that are very likable. There are people very likable. I've seen them that all they claim to be fundamental biblicists. I mean, right down the line. And some of them are now so contemporary, it's pathetic. But because so many people liked them, they don't want to stand against it. But when you don't stand against it, then you're standing up for evil. You're standing up for unrighteousness. My friend, that is always wrong. I mean, not just sometimes wrong. It is always wrong. In Ephesians, in chapter 4, it's very interesting because he talks about the various things that he has given the church. And boy, I tell you, this is a great chapter. I mean, to find out what God has done for the church, oh, that is great. And you're saying, wow, apostles, pastors, and so forth, and what does, and to make us like the image of Christ. It sounds great. And it is great. But then you get to chapter 5. And says, this we know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not therefore partakers with them. Now he says, for you were sometimes in darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, and righteousness, and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Now notice the next verse. There's a twofold thing here, twofold command. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Now notice, not only don't have a partnership or fellowship with it, but also reprove it. Now, if I mention some rock music, I really, I almost have to go back to Elvis Presley, you know, and things like that, I guess, for at my age to try to think of song titles. But we've heard song titles and hard rock music and all this other. And we know it was wrong. The Lord said, what did he say? He said, reprove it. Didn't he say that? Yeah, we just read that. Our God said, reprove it. Not only not have fellowship with it, that's why here it's a guy that gets saved at the nightclub and that kind of music and the things they did there, a beer and Bible church just because you add Jesus' name to it makes it right. Get hard rock music into a church but makes it right because it's in the church? No. No. I mean, that'd be like me just taking a gun, going around blowing people's brains out and just saying, well, I'm doing it in Jesus' name. Doesn't make it right, my friend. A preacher, a few years ago, he's in prison today, having sexual relationships with teenagers. But he says, we're doing this as unto the Lord. Look, that's blasphemy. But adding God's name to it is no different than those that add some Jesus words to rock music or drink beer and have their Bible. It's just as filthy and rotten in God's sight as anything else is. And we need to understand that because it might even be worse because it's blasphemy because our God is holy. Love people that got mixed up into that. Pray for them, but don't be part of it. Rebuke it, stand against it, and don't give financial support to it. Don't use what God has given you to help them continue to walk in their lasciviousness. Now, I know that sounds hard, but I can tell you this, even though it may be hard, I know it is right. Now, they're not only not living by faith, but the love of God does not mature in them. Ephesians 4:13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect, that is, mature man, unto the measure and the fullness of Christ. We need to be mature and realize that our greatest will is whatever His will is for us. Our greatest desire is His will. Our greatest desire is to be like Jesus. One of the things I've seen in church over the years is that people don't get their way, leave. I've had men that sometimes they're good businessmen, great businessmen, and men that really are ethical in business. But they're also used to, on their jobs, owning businesses and things like that, they're used to telling people what to do and not being questioned and not being told no. So sometimes they get on the church board or they get on the Christian school board or something like that. They don't get their way. They get mad. They leave. You see, they don't get their way, and so they're gone. They don't get it of the local church being the family of God led by a pastor. And so, if that church is wrong doctrinally, then you leave it. But you better know that it's wrong doctrinally, not just make accusations. You better be able to say by the word of God why it's wrong doctrinally, not by some what psychologist says or what some college president said, but rather by what the Bible says. And if you didn't go to that pastor, you didn't go to that church or that person and use the Bible and show them why, then, my friend, you are in sin. And just as we read here in verses 4 and 5, then, of our text, that you're not keeping His commandments, then you're a liar, the truth is not in you, you're not keeping His word. So the love of God, even the very love of God, is not maturing in you. Because you've got to have your own way. Now, hereby we know that we are in Him. This is what gives full assurance. Besides the eternal security, we both keep and obey His word. To know Him better, we meditate in His word. We seek His will, not only to know what it is, but to do it, and to do it His way. Now, people who know Him keep His commandments. They seek His will. They are governed by the principles and commands of God's word, and they grow and mature in Christ by growing in Christ's likeness. Now, that is why in Proverbs 13 and verse 13, we read this, "Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded." Now think about that. Whoso despises the word shall be destroyed. And I'm afraid that's going on in churches today. You know, judgment begins at the house of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.